This week on Video Death Loop.
Smells like fruity pebbles.
Plus, are you ready to see the genie? Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I am your host this week, Aaron Littleton. With me is your co-host, Mr. John Hurst. How are we doing, John?
I got a confession to make to you, Aaron.
I got a confession to make.
Yeah, is that an actual song? Is that lyrics?
It is. I think I added another one, right? It's like, I got another confession to make. Okay. All right. Sorry, everyone.
I only have one confession to make.
Okay. But
I've so at some point, this room is where I record for the podcast. Is the only thing I really do in this room is podcast in it. So, or other sound editing things.
Oh, God, John, your own dedicated podcast room.
Yeah,
it's
my
all
pod
feel
chamber.
Bad for you.
Well, I don't know what else to do with this room yet. It's just like, I need to paint it. I need to do a couple other things to it. It's just like, it's a relatively empty room with like a little bit of isolation going on that it like sounds pretty good. So it's like, that's where I do it. But at some point, I had Taco Bell also in here, so it's like, I guess it's my Taco Bell eating room too. Now that I think about it,
you just eat Taco Bell silently or record podcasts in this
ASMR
room.
Count crunching into the microphone. But
are we
talking?
You said crunch though. Are you getting crunchy Taco Bell? Or are you getting soft Taco Bell?
I'm getting. So soft Taco Bell is a superior answer. Let's be honest here, especially
you
with the way.
Think so.
With the way the distance from that I am from a Taco Bell, by the time a crunchy taco gets to here,
right.
It's very soggy. It's not good. But
fair.
I try it anyway because I do like crunchy tacos.
Yes.
And then I get disappointed. But at some point, I dropped a fire sauce packet on the floor underneath my desk about 6 months ago. And,
okay.
I've been looking at it every time we do a podcast, and I think I should go pick that up. I should like actually do something. And I do nothing about it. I'm just staring at this, but it's like right next to my feet. So every time I stomp, I stamp, I'm just playing with actual fire sauce right now. like this could be a dire situation at any point. Like the podcasting is dangerous, everybody.
There is a part of me that, like the part of me that is your friend, wants me to encourage you to be able to make that change in your life, John, to be able to pick up the fire sauce packet and not like, you know, just sort of accept your environment as it is, not potentially step on a fire sauce packet and shoot fire sauce, you know, across all of your fragile podcasting components.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that wants you. But. There's another very strong part of me that is the imp that lives inside me that wants to do frequent check-ins on this podcast about the status of the fire sauce packet just to see how long it actually stays there. Because we know at this point, like you said, you're 6 months in.
Yeah, it's
legitimately 6 months where you sort of like,
I'm not. There's no exaggeration here. It's been about 6 months, and it's been one of those things where I keep looking at it and I tell myself, like, because I'll be honest, the rest of the room is not in bad shape. It's not dirty in here.
And no.
I'm actually doing okay overall in this room at least. However, the fire sauce is still there, and I'm still looking at it, and I know at some point we're gonna have an impasse, and I'm gonna have to deal with it. But right now, it's my podcast buddy.
The fire sauce, but okay, we will. Does it have a cheeky saying on it? I know a lot of Taco Bell.
I can't read it from here.
That's okay. Don't mess with it. Mm. If you can see it, you know, tell me.
I can see it. It's within my, my eyes have not failed me at this point.
Okay.
I can podcast and keep an eye on it at the same time.
Okay. We'll have to put a reminder on my phone's calendar. For the next time we record this, just to be sure to check in on the fire sauce packet, see if it's still there.
Set it for like 6 months down the line, or like 3 months or something. Down the line, put it to a point where you do not remember why you set this alarm, and then ask John about the fire sauce packet.
Okay. I won't remember in a week. I promise you that. I'm just not the kind of person that remembers things anymore. It's sad. My memory is going so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. Yeah. I'll set it a bit out. Everyone listening at home can sort of keep that in the back of their mind if you're a person mm-hmm. that remembers things. And we'll check back in with John and see if he's managed to move his fire sauce packet yet.
Okay.
I'll give a quick podcasting desk.
Just a quick description on it. It is actually upside down, so the words fire are upside down. I cannot read it directly. So.
But you're confident it's fire, it's not hot, it's not Diablo.
No. Okay. I'll be honest, I always get fire. Fire is the best tasting one, in my personal opinion.
I can support that. Yeah. I like the taste of hot, but then again, I don't get fire very often. And it's not like, oh no, that's gonna be too hot for me. It's just I like the taste of hot.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
But whatever, I might try fire later just to get a broader sort of understanding of the situation you find yourself in.
Do you ever worry that you're gonna run and walk into a room and it's gonna be like the set of hot ones or something where you have to eat a bunch of hot wings? Do you ever worry about that? I kind of do.
You worry? You think you'll be sort of like ambushed by like a TikTok man?
It's more likely than you think.
That makes you eat hot wings that you don't want to eat.
The TikToker.
I suppose it's a reality, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of people. But I don't know. I don't know why I put myself in any situations where TikTok mans with hot wings are going to be hiding.
I don't know.
You know, admittedly, if you know they're there, you're not going to be surprised. But I feel like it's much less likely that a TikTok man will be in my own private backyard than say, I don't know, at like one of the fighting game tournaments you go and announce at, right? Mm-hmm, like your risk level there is much higher than mine, like working in the basement of a public utility. You know, half the people I work with don't know what TikTok is. They've never heard of a hot one.
Okay. They just oh, it must be hot. I'm like, just, yeah, that's it.
It must be a singular thing of some higher temperature.
Not plural. Even though the show is like hot ones with plural. I don't know. It's hard to find a job these days. Maybe someone goes out on one of these interviews and into the room and it's just a plate of wings and a microphone. What do you do then?
I mean, I'll eat them. I mean, I like hot wings.
Same.
Yeah, I'm not really terrified of the idea of someone coming at me with a platter of hot wings. Like, that sounds fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I've asked for that before.
True.
More than once. But, no, I mean, I think I'm always down to have, a couple hot wings.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever been so full that if someone's like, you want a hot wing? I'd be like, nah.
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 I just feel like I'm a terrible hot wing eater. And like, if I'm being recorded for posterity, everyone, like, I'm just worried. It's like, oh, he has bad hot wing etiquette or something. It's like, he's not doing the proper thing to get the most meat off the bone or something. I don't know. Like the criticizing of my hot wing eating. That's the thing I worry about, I think.
I think I've only ever watched one episode of Hot Ones, and it was the one that Conan O'Brien was on.
Okay.
So I don't really have like a ton of experience with the sort of hot wing genre of videos.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Does the hot wings man criticize the way you eat hot wings?
No,
a part of the show?
No, I'm talking about the comments in the post-editing, when it gets published.
Yeah,
on that.
Of course. Jesus.
Like, the internet's a terrible place, and like I don't know if I need this. I'm okay with the host of Hot Ones, which I do not remember the names. I've only seen one or two episodes myself, but I get the gist of the show. I'm okay with him seeing me eat hot wings and having a laugh about it. I'm not sure about the rest of the people down there. They got to earn that.
Fair.
They got to earn it.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. That's real. Okay. Well, you know what, John? As the host of this video, I have a video that is a video featuring a man that does not care what the internet thinks about him putting into his mouth or even just putting out there in general. This video is amazing, and I'm so excited to watch it with you.
Aaron, I'm scared. I'm actually scared when you're excited for the video.
John does not know what this video is.
No.
As the co-host, I do. And he's about to enter into a realm of joy with me. In 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, let's unwrap some of this joy. Oh, whoa. Wait. Hold on.
Wait, John, this is a video. It's labeled Dr. Enough Genie. And it's a man who's drinking a bottle of the delicious regional soda Dr. Enough. He's somehow layered the Star Trek sort of like
true
computer beep
the L cars
background yeah behind him.
Whoa!
A weird man's face starts harassing him in his video.
Wait, and
he's
terrified.
And then his car starts flying. And he looks, he flies around. I'm pretty sure the town that John and I went to college in.
Yeah, that looks like that town for sure. And he blows up that car from his space car or whatever it is now and laughs about it. What? Well, Aaron, this is...
Can you see?
I got questions.
We all should. The video loops.
I don't know where to start. I do not know where to start.
Well, I'll tell you, this is posted by the YouTube channel Xenobones.
Like,
and as of our recording, he has 17 subscribers.
Oh man,
he needs like more. If this is the kind of content he's making, he absolutely needs more subscribers.
Yeah, screaming at the face in the mirror that disappears on it. First of all, for a regional soda for Dr. Enough, it's a different design than the one that Aaron and I are used to in this region. Also, on there. Second of all, I think that like what is represented, he probably got diabetes from the sheer sugar content of Dr. Enough, which there is a lot in it. It is, if you don't know the history of Dr. Enough, it is the replacement. It was the one that the Mountain Dew, the Pepsi company, it was the one Mountain Dew formula they did not buy, basically.
Oh, is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. So when PepsiCo or like whichever what eventually became PepsiCo bought the Mountain Dew formula, like in there were two formulas, and they did not buy the Dr. Enough one, and that just stayed in the region. That's that actual story.
I did not know that at all. I did not know the like link between Mountain Dew and Dr. Enough. Gamers out there, now you know, if you want the original flavor of Mountain Dew, you need to make a trip to Northeast Tennessee and get you some Dr. Enough.
And what a positive endorsement this guy, Xenobones, will give you. You drank it and you start seeing genies on all three, like at a 180 degree angle around your car.
Yeah, he looks around and there's weird like faces flying around, and then he screams, but then seems amused by it. Then the genie makes his car into a spaceship and he blows things up and laughs at it. And
he
then
fires
the video
photon
restarts.
Torpedoes. I can, so admittedly on my side, I could barely hear what he's saying other than it's like, oh, it's got a different label. And then the distorted voices kick in.
Yeah, and he says it. He says it's like drinking fruity pebbles, which I don't find to be true of Dr. Enough at all.
He makes a face, and it's not a face of joy. It's like the equivalent of the CEO trying to eat the Big Arch or the Arch Deluxe, whatever that the burger from McDonald's was called, where like he had like a reaction to it. It's like the first wig is like he's not enjoying the taste of Dr. Enough briefly.
Yeah, So if you haven't drank Dr. Enough, it's a very syrupy soda.
Oh, yeah.
It comes in these small, I guess, like 8 or 10 ounce glass bottles.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very acquired taste.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. I like it, but...
I like Dr. Enough, too, especially... But like almost more conceptually than I like it in reality. Like if I'm somewhere and Dr. Enough is available, there is a really good chance that I'm going to get it. Now, double whammy is that I very rarely drink soda. Like very rarely. Like if I have more than one soda in a month, that is like quite a soda heavy month for me.
Right.
And Dr. Enough is the most syrupy, like sweet, overly sweet soda you can imagine. Like, I totally understand why PepsiCo did not buy it. Like, it has an herbal, like sort of an herbal flavor to it as well, which is interesting.
Yeah. It's a very sweet flavor overall. It's like you would. Absolutely, like when the guy starts seeing genies start taking over his mind and throwing photon torpedoes down and into the town in Northeast Tennessee, that all makes sense to me. That seems like a perfectly logical thing to do when you drink Dr. Enough to me.
Yeah. I think the last time I got a Dr. Enough, my wife and I were at like a little cafe and they had Dr. Enough. So I'm like, hell yeah, I'm getting this a Dr. Enough. And it wasn't like the only drink. We had water as well. But I got a bottle of Dr. Enough and I drank as much as I could. And then I asked my wife, like, do you want the rest of this? And she did, because she also likes Dr. Enough. Right. And then she drank as much as she physically could as well. And there was still soda left in the bottle at that point. And a regular bottle is nearly untenable for me. To imagine drinking these days, just because it's so sweet and syrupy. But there is a combination of Northeast Tennessee regional drinks and restaurants, and there's a restaurant there called Pal Sudden Service, which I will recommend wholeheartedly, not in the same way I recommend Dr. Enough as a weird kind of conceptual thing, but just as in I would eat Pal's every day if it was near me still.
Okay.
But Pal's will give you a 32 ounce cup of Dr. Enough, and it is way too fucking much Dr. Enough.
Aaron, let me tell you, you took the words out of my mouth, because I was on the other side of this. The regional fast food chain that you were talking about on there,
Pal Sudden Service.
Yes, I had to go and do something up there. I decided I needed a little bit of treat, a little bit of a pick me up after it was all done. I got to go get something on the way home. I got a long drive ahead of me. And that was when I found out the soda fountain included Dr. Enough on it. And I could get it large. And I asked for large, and I forgot how large a large is at Powell's, which is that 32 ounce drink in the styrofoam cup, not completely full of ice. There's a respectable amount of ice, but it's mostly liquid and syrup and sugar and everything going into my face. And I had to drive about a 2 hour drive back. And I did drink the whole thing. I enjoyed it very much, but even then I was starting to see, I think I did see the genies this guy was seeing. I'm not going to lie. I don't think my car flew, but
there's no way of knowing.
I was late at night. Anything could have happened. Like, I got home somehow. I arrived in there, but it was like the details in between, I do not know.
That's fair. It's, I mean, it's enough to put someone in a sugar coma to drink that much Dr. Duff. I can't. Yeah. It feels unconscionable that someone could serve you that much Dr. Duff.
It feels illegal. Really does. It actually does. Like Mountain Dew, yeah, sure, that's fine. That's America's drink, I guess. That's the gamers' drink on their Dr. Duff. Oh, hold on, that's a controlled substance.
I mean, you really want to. You really want to start winning in League of Legends. You need to start drinking Dr. Duff. There's no way around it. Yeah. If you want to escape with as much loot as you can in Marathon, you gotta be drinking Dr. Duff, nerds.
This video looks a little older too, by the way. So it's
I'm pretty confident. Like the problem is, like, this video looks like it could have been made when we were living in this town, and I'm a little surprised I don't know this guy, because this seems like the exact kind of guy that, like, I would know. He's like the lost third host of Video Deathloop somehow.
He really is. Xenobones, where are you? We need to talk.
Where
actually
are you, Xenobones?
I see, like, he's in the same spots that we went to at this college, because one of the shot where he's shooting the photon torpedo, that is definitely the mall.
Yeah, no, it's across the street from the mall where the used video game and VHS store was.
Oh my
God. I'm pretty sure he's filming it in the parking lot of the now defunct video trading company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that was a time on there. And of course, across the street from the mall, which has a Palace in it, by the way. So.
It does have I think it's the only, I don't know, maybe it's not the only Palace where you can sit down and eat after buying Palace. I don't know. The lore of Pals is that they're all just the drive-through restaurants, sort of like Central Park or I don't know any other ones off the top of my head.
That's a main one. Like, I don't even know if, like, Central Park would be well known, but they're just a drive out. Cookout may be a better example, except Cookout has sit-in places.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
But they also kind of look like bathrooms, so do not mistake it. There's a hot dog on the middle, like out on the side of that to make sure it's like, oh, it's not a bathroom. It just has the bathroom tiles.
Yes, it's bathroom tiles, giant. I don't know what that hot dog is. It's concrete, paper mache. The big hot dogs are on top of it. It's awesome looking. It's bright blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's the best. It's the best looking building in the world.
They have a bunch of them in the area, so like they kind of keep making that same exact structure.
Yeah. No, they know their business there. I wish I could see the Dr. Duff genie at some point.
Oh,
Do you think the genie just knows his heart that he would like to have a spaceship? Because he makes his car into a spaceship. I mean, if it's a genie, genie's supposed to give you a wish.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, this guy does seem like the kind of guy that wishes he had his car was a spaceship that he could shoot photon torpedoes out of.
Yeah, I think everyone, if you've been driving a car, you've kind of wished at one point or another that it, you know, could be a spaceship, maybe have a little bit more features than the ones you're used to. It gets kind of boring after a while.
What's if you could have one spaceship feature on your car? Everything is the same except for this one feature.
Okay.
What would you pick?
Oh, man.
And it could be really any spaceship from any sort of, you know, science fiction popular media, right?
Mm-hmm. I feel like mine is actually a little bit attainable. I want those grappler arms like some ships have in... with Outlaw Star and a couple others where they have like the big hands, like grabby hands. I figure I could probably retrofit those onto my car, but if I can wish a genie, that would make it way easier.
It would. I mean, that would be fun. That would be fun. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like a holodeck in the back seat seems pretty cool, but I'd never get to use it, right? Because I'd always have to be driving.
Yeah, think of all the Uber money you would make with a holodeck in the back seat. Got a holodeck in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't believe it until they start doing like weird shit that you have to keep cleaning the fluids of.
Like, oh God. the Dr. Duff genie does not provide fluid cleanup after my sex holodeck back seat.
No, you got to go to the Walmart in Johnson City that is also a super center. That's what you have to do.
Okay. I don't know that you've discouraged me from this. I don't think I want that anymore.
You know, I mean, like, I guess you could hire someone to, you know, you go up to one of the, like, one of the companies that do fine detailing on a car and, like, clean it up a little bit. You just have them do it. You pay a little bit extra. If you're making that, if it's doing that good with the Uber holodeck, that might be an opportunity there. Let them do it.
I think at some point, people are going to start giving you, like, I don't know, maybe like 2-star reviews. Like, he does have a holodeck. You do have to sit in a lot of old jizz in his back seat to use it. I'm not sure if it was worth it.
It is. Everything's just a little crusty.
Yeah, it's like you get in hoping for the old jizz. You don't want fresh.
The idea of being like, okay, yes, it's a holiday. You have to experience it at least once. Just maybe on a Sunday after he cleans it.
Yeah. Once a week. When is the jizz cleaning day for the holodeck Uber? Really hope that you can find that day.
Oh, yeah, they're just whole speculation because no one actually knows what day you go clean up. And the answer is probably never. Maybe you forget a couple times so they can't figure it out.
You would have to be erratic, right? You'd have to be super. I mean, hopefully you get, like, better than standard Uber prices for your holodeck.
I would hope so. That's definitely an Uber XL. I think that qualifies as an Uber XL. More people can fit in that holodeck.
Yeah. We could take 6 people. I can take 6 people jizzing at once in my car.
And but here's the good thing: like with the holodeck, you can't see in the holodeck part, so you're not seeing any of this. Thankfully, you're just driving. Your eyes are on the road.
I mean, is that what you wished from the genie?
I think that might be the right decision. Like,
I want the holodeck to be totally. I want a holodeck in my backseat, but I want the holodeck to be. I can't see what's going on in there. I specifically want to be just ignorant of what people are jerking off to in my back seat.
I mean, maybe there's like a log or something where you can't directly see it, so you don't get arrested for improper laws on the interstate or something. But maybe you can look at the logs later on as like Napoleon invading Russia. What the hell?
Napoleon Bonaparte, no pants, very big, very muddy feet. You're like, oh, what?
Everything else is the same. It's just that.
I mean, I guess I would want to talk to that guy for a little bit and find out, you know, he seems like, honestly, I feel like this is the guy. The guy in this video is maybe the guy that wants to watch a bottomless, muddy-footed Napoleon invading Russia.
Do you think we ever met Xenobones on campus when we were there?
It's possible. He does seem, let's assume, because I don't know how old this video is, but let's assume this is roughly concurrent when we were in town.
Okay.
I think he looks a little older than college age. I think he looks like he's maybe in his mid to late 20s.
Okay. So maybe he graduated, but he's still in the area, and maybe he goes to campus occasionally for events or something.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't know. I met a lot of weirdos when I was living there, right? Like, we all did. This guy could just be the next one of the next guy. I guarantee you I know someone that knows this guy. I promise you I know someone that knows this guy. I think if someone in particular, I'm saying that like very mysteriously, but I'm pretty sure there's a certain guy that I could call and he would tell me exactly who this is.
I think I know which guy too. He'd be like, oh yeah, he knows his like, entire
that
history.
That guy. You know the guy I'm talking about.
Our information broker. He would be able to tell us everything.
If you need weird guys in Northeast Tennessee, I know absolutely the sort of gigolo of that world.
Knows everyone. Everyone.
Every fucking body. And he knows exactly who's jerking off in the backseat of the car to Napoleon's muddy, muddy feet.
Oh, I'm tapping. I do not need to think about Napoleon's feet anymore tonight.
God, they're so muddy, John. Oh, so muddy.
How does he get them clean?
Oh, I think you know exactly how he gets them clean.
Maybe with a shower? just warm water, I hope.
Zeno Bones, he's got some other videos. We probably got to watch these at some point.
There's a lot of videos of him screaming. Okay.
A lot of Dr. Enough videos.
Okay.
There's one called Bees from 10 years ago that has him drinking Dr. Enough. There's one called Dr. Enough that has him yelling.
Excalibur. Kung Fu. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. I like the cut of his jib. I'm not going to lie. All his videos are titled with usually like 1 to 2 words, all lowercase.
He didn't make them between 2003-2005. Exactly when we were on campus. Exactly when we were on campus. Zeno Bones, who are you? And why have we never met you before?
Man, we need to, Zeno Bones, reach out to us at questions@videodeathloop.com. We need to talk.
For the love of God, Zeno Bones.
We'll trade a Dr. Enough with you.
Yeah. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in to this video. This podcast. It's not a video. It's a podcast. We watch a video.
we watch the video. You don't get to experience
the video. You are spared the video, although in this is one of the few videos I can highly recommend.
Yeah, it's great. 100%.
We watch.
Two thumbs up.
Really. Thank you again for listening. You can subscribe. questions@videodeathloop.com. It's a great email address to send all kinds of things to. You can follow us sometimes on social media when our social media of choice has not crashed due to being vibe coded by AI, presumably.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's on Blue Sky, I guess is what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. Video Death Loop. And folks, you can tune back in next week. Come back and we'll show you some real good stuff, I bet. John Hurst will be your host then. So tell your friends. Thanks again. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.